Week 4, preparing your jade egg. Now we can turn our attention to the practice of the jade egg. Here are a few key pieces of information about the jade egg. 1. The jade egg is a natural piece of nephrite jade, carved into the shape of a small egg. And despite all the marketing to encourage you to buy multiple sizes, you do not need all these different eggs. You only need to understand how to use the egg. 2. By using the jade egg internally, you activate a localized production of hormones, which keeps your vagina moist and resilient. This means your vaginal lining will be healthy and strong. Most issues with vaginal wall thinning has to do with lack of use, not age. I've helped women even in their 70s and 80s reclaim full pelvic health and vitality. And if they can do it, so can you. 3. Regular use of the egg builds your conscious connection with your vagina and pelvis. The more sensitivity and awareness you develop, the more you'll be able to relax and enjoy all the subtle ripples of orgasmic, pleasureful sensations. 4. Regular use also gives you more mastery and control over the different pelvic floor muscles, so you become skillful at inducing your own pleasure and stop being reliant on your partner's skill and/or size of erection. 5. So too much use or overdoing of the practice has actually the opposite effect. It can create undue pelvic tension and result in blocking your orgasmic experience. Unfortunately, since the jade egg has become more popular, there are many false claims and notions that have emerged along with its new popularity. It is easy to get caught up in the jade egg practice as a special practice. The worst mistake is to believe that it will solve all your sexual issues. This is why I'm adamant that we understand the truth of this practice. And after over 15 years of teaching and practicing myself, I've come to understand the truth about this practice. The jade egg is actually an anchor for our consciousness and a symbol of our choice to make succulence, our pleasure, important and non-negotiable. I have seen how using the egg rebuilds our connection with our arousal cues and erotic intelligence. I have seen that when you're out of integrity, or perhaps in a situation that isn't for your highest good, the egg will bring your attention to it, normally by falling out or causing cramping or other sorts of messages. I have seen women fully reclaim themselves shamelessly and with beautiful dedication. But what I also know is that the jade egg didn't do this. The woman who chose to use the egg did. The jade egg is your friend on this multi-orgasmic journey, and by understanding its role in your discovery, you will find that many new experiences would unveil themselves to you. This practice can be incredible as a tool for reawakening our lost connection with our sexual center, as well as reprogramming the cellular memory in the tissues of our pelvis and genitals. The key is that less is more, and to go very, very slowly. The key is to be so curious that you let go of your agendas and become aware of being with yourself in a profound way. With that said, make sure you have some uninterrupted time so we can begin our journey with the jade egg. First, with a few short demos on how to prepare your egg. Hi, are you excited? I'm so excited. We get to do the egg practice today. But before we jump into that, we need to prepare our egg. So grab your egg and a pot and let's prepare the egg. It's very important not to add your egg directly into the boiling water. Okay, so you want to place the egg in the pot, empty pot, then add your cool water. And what you want to do is get to right just slightly above the level of the egg and then you're ready to go. So you'll want to bring the water to a boil and then let it boil for a good 10 minutes. And then you either leave the egg in the pots and let it cool, or what you can do is actually use a spoon, take the egg out, and let it cool just on the countertop, and then your egg will be ready for use. So it's very important that you let the egg cool down before you use it. I know that sounds obvious. There's plenty of women that have actually burned themselves quite badly by being overexcited and not letting the egg cool down before they use it. So please let your egg cool down before you jump into the practice. So let's get into some comfortable clothes and I will show you how to actually string your egg just before we jump into the practice. We'll begin by using a fresh piece of floss. You're gonna need about the length of your own arm. Unflavored and unwaxed floss is the best. And you're just gonna need to use the tip of your floss, the end of it. And we're gonna pass that end into and through our jade egg. You're gonna grab a hold of that end and find the other end. And together, you're gonna knot these two ends. Make a nice, tight, secure knot. Sometimes I even double my knot. And there you have it. This is one of the safest ways of preparing the string and the egg. Now there is a second way, so I'll give you that example. And so you need to fold your floss in half. It's easier if you twirl the end of it a bit to pass through the egg. Passing it through your egg, create a loop. So you open up that bit. And with this loop, grab a hold of the loose ends of the string and pass them through the loop. Nice and secure, right? Well, sometimes when the egg moves around a lot, what happens is the string gets loose, and in this way, it can actually come right out. So it leaves you with a string and no egg. To finish, we want to pull the string out, and you're gonna blow through the egg, give it a good rinse, and now you're all done. Enjoy.